Talk to me, no matter what you feel, it'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast for December 2022. I think this is the second or third. I think this is the second, 7th, 5th, 12th, 9th. Yeah, this is the third podcast for December 2022. And I'm up to like 370 podcasts overall. This podcast is sponsored and brought to you by the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available on Amazon, in your local bookstore, in audiobook form and Kindle book form, starting in February 2022. Sometimes in life you meet someone who seems too good to be true, and you find out they really aren't too good to be true. They're just an amazing human being. Anyway, as we wander through, former president brought out his trading cards. I did not rush out and buy any, kind of looking at it. Didn't see a significant value for the NFTs, and they've already plummeted half their value. So I suspect I was right in the sense that I shouldn't have gotten them, and right in the sense that I didn't need them. It is what it is. Very excited. My couple of my projects have come to fruition. The Amazon Astro robot arrived, and I've been training it and working with it. It's very cool. Integrates with the Ring Central Protection System, so you can actually turn on a robot that is moving around your house, and it'll protect your home, and it can notify you, and obviously notify the authorities if someone breaks into your house. So it's kind of a cool thing, right? Kind of a cool protection system, a mobile protection system within your house. So that's kind of cool. I've been playing with it. I will probably have a little bit longer podcast on robotics again at some point in the near future. I'm still looking at building my own personal home rover, but the home rover that I want to build is for the same concepts as the drone and the ROV, to go places I can't go. I currently can't fly. I've tried once and ended up hurting my knee. And I really don't like to swim in very, very, very deep water without, an oxygen tank and pretty much a bathysphere around me, so I don't have to breathe or don't have to struggle to breathe. But anyway, six of one, half dozen of the other. That's why I have those and what I want to build that rover for. But the robot, the Astro robot's kind of cool, and it arrived. The other thing is I just got my 3D printer that I need to set up. My first official day of vacation is Wednesday of this week. So what I'm going to do is set up the 3D printer, get that moving around. I've got a bunch of projects I want to print, a bunch of things I'm looking at. So I'm kind of excited about that. I love 3D printing. I do it all the time. And I've decided to invest in having two 3D printers instead of one, because that way I can print faster and do more prints overall. Which is, kind of the way things work out for me. It's best if I can, move through the projects quickly. The other thing I'm doing is I'm looking at a number of things that I can do to organize the basement. I've actually reduced the basement impact quite a bit. I am looking at, getting rid of, I have an extra PC that hasn't been turned on in 6 months. I'm getting rid of that, I suspect, or I don't know, converting it into a true, it's a tabletop PC, so it's kind of nice thing. I might put it on the coffee table in the dining room and keep it. I don't know yet. I haven't quite gotten to that point where it's clear yet what I need to do with that one. But, continuing that project. The other thing, I guess, the last piece of this is I keep looking at some of the concepts, some of the problems, some of the angst in the world at large right now. About this concept of political angst, I guess is the best way to put it. A lot of people are very frustrated on both the right and the left with the motion of the country overall. I do, however, think that there has to be limits to what people can say. Just being able to say something, the right to say something, is not guaranteed. You have freedom of speech to express your ideas, but there are limits to that freedom of speech. And it worries me that we've really reached a point both in society but also in general, where people feel like they can say anything. The hiding behind political rhetoric makes me nervous, because political rhetoric is not something to hide behind, and it is not something that should be used with the intent of hiding behind it. Political rhetoric should be used to expound on the ideas and the philosophies that you as a candidate have related to the problems that you see and are trying and running for office, so that you can begin the process of fixing them. That concept of you fixing the problems is very critical path, and political rhetoric is how you get there. At least it was. It has become, you know, what can I say that makes my opponent look worse than me? And that worries me, and it worries me for two reasons. The first of which is that ultimately it doesn't matter how good or bad your opponent is, it matters how good or bad you are. You as a human being are responsible for you and nobody else. And so when you, you know, behave in a way that, people look around themselves and go, ooh, that person isn't behaving in a way that is appropriate, or isn't something that I want to do, then they should stop supporting that person. You shouldn't go, oh, well, look, they're brazen. They're willing to say anything. Well, brazen and willing to say anything is certainly, you know, a characteristic. And obviously in the world of how we do, you know, ethics and integrity, it's important to be able to say anything. I do understand that the value proposition of somebody willing to say anything is high, as long as they don't use facts that are questionable and ultimately aren't facts. If they constantly provide information that is not repeatable, it is not structured in a way that people can test it and validate it, then ultimately it is less valuable than people that are providing the same information in a format that can be easily consumed but also checked, trust but verify. Anyway, I worry about that. It continues to get worse. If it were only a U.S. problem, I would just say, okay, it's a growth spurt for the U.S. Unfortunately, it is a global problem right now, and it is one that I see a lot of danger and a lot of risk for a lot of people. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and happy holidays to you and yours.